Christ is risen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter, where Jesus says, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." Please be seated. I remember back when I was attending seminary, I went to Walmart to do a little shopping one evening, and as I was going into the store, coming out of the store was an elderly gentleman who I had known from years earlier in my life. He was a Christian man and very active in his church, and we struck up a conversation and renewed old memories. And then he told me that he was concerned about me. It seems someone had told him that I was going to seminary to become a Lutheran pastor. And I'll never forget the words he said. He said, "I've heard Lutheran pastors. They don't have the Spirit." Well, I didn't argue with him. It seems that the doctrine of the Holy Trinity is perhaps one of the most misunderstood doctrines in Christianity today. The understanding of the Holy Spirit differs from denomination to denomination and even congregation to congregation. Like my friend in Walmart, many people have been taught that the Holy Spirit is only present when you can feel it inside of you. They say it's when God speaks to them and moves their heart and whips them up into a spiritual, emotional high. Even to others, they say the Holy Spirit gives them special revelation. But this is not what Scripture teaches us. This type of a teaching undercuts God's promises that He has given us in the Bible. And it takes your eyes off of the power of the Holy Spirit, God working through the Holy Spirit, creating faith in Christ Jesus, and put your eyes on your own heart, leaving out the third person of the Trinity. The giving of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost that we heard in our second reading this morning was indeed a memorable event. The wind, the tongues of fire, the speaking in foreign languages. But it was a day that would fulfill prophecy, the prophecy given by the prophet Joel. And it also was just the beginning of the wondrous outpouring from God through the Holy Spirit of the things that God accomplishes through His Spirit in the preaching of His gospel and the administration of His sacraments. In our gospel text this morning, Jesus is teaching His disciples on the night when He was betrayed. He would soon be leaving His disciples and ascending into heaven. And there was so much more He wanted to teach them, but they had reached their limit. They couldn't handle anymore. In the verses prior to our reading, Jesus had just taught them that the world would hate them and persecute them and kill them for Jesus' name's sake. And this left them sorrowful and terrified and falling into despair. Any more teaching at that point would have just fallen on deaf ears. The disciples needed comfort and consolation. It had been for almost 3 years that Jesus had been their comforter. He had traveled with them. He had taught them. He had counseled them when they were having trouble, encouraging them. But now He would be leaving them, kind of like kicking the little baby birds out of the nest for them to fend for themselves. So He made them a promise. He told them when He returned to His Father in heaven, He would send the Comforter, the Helper, In some of our old-time hymns, he's called the Paraclete. That's the Greek word. This Spirit of truth would come to fill the void left by Jesus when Jesus ascended into heaven. The Spirit would come to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. The Holy Spirit would also teach the truth of God's word, pointing sinners like us to the cross of Jesus, where salvation is, giving us the ability to believe in Christ crucified. Jesus is the one who suffered and died to save all from sin, but in our flesh, our sinful condition, we do not have that ability to believe in him. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can believe in the resurrected Christ, and he will strengthen your faith and continue to spread the news of Christ crucified throughout the world. That first Pentecost day was not a one-time sending of the Holy Spirit. So today we celebrate Pentecost to remember that God continues daily to pour out his Holy Spirit, bringing faith to unbelievers and to aid believers like you in your Christian walk and life. So, like the disciples were disheartened, what is it in this life that has you disheartened, causes you terror, or makes you go into despair? There are financial and employment worries. Just the other day, another school shooting, wars, rumors of wars, broken relationships, sickness, death. There's so many things that depress us and cause us to despair. But as a believer in Christ Jesus, you have been given the Holy Spirit to help you and comfort you in your times of distress and despair. He is the one who intercedes for you, praying to God in your stead with words that are too deep for humans to understand. You have been given the Holy Spirit to convict you when you fall into sin and unbelief. The Spirit uses the mirror of God's law to show you your sin, and then you can confess that sin to your Father in heaven and receive his forgiveness and the absolution. Now, contrary to popular belief, the Holy Spirit does not come when you ask Jesus into your heart. The Holy Spirit does not come when you go forward and make a decision for Jesus. Scripture doesn't teach that we move first. Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit." 2,000 years ago, Jesus made a decision for you. He chose you, leaving heaven, leaving the life of glory behind, and giving his life in exchange so that you could have new life in him. And as he has promised, he has sent the Holy Spirit as a gift to you. He didn't send it in the wind and the fire or in human wisdom, but he sends it right where Scripture tells us it will be: word and sacrament. Holy Spirit is given in baptism. In St. Peter's Pentecost sermon, Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." Called, made a child of God through the waters of holy baptism. The Holy Spirit is also given in the preaching and the hearing of God's word. St. Paul writes to the Galatians, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? You see, faith doesn't cause salvation. Faith is a gift to you from the Holy Spirit, and that faith receives the gift of salvation, whether you are an infant or whether you are in old age. It's an undeserved gift given from God the Father, because while you and I were still dead in our trespasses, he sent Jesus, and he made that decision for you on Calvary's cross, doing the will of the Father in saving mankind. And after ascending into heaven, Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit, proceeding from the Father and the Son, to give faith to lost sinners, enlightening them with his gifts, and enabling them to remain in the true faith, enabling them to bear fruits of repentance and fruits of righteousness. In just a few minutes, our confirmand, Izzy, will come forward and make her confession of faith. St. Paul writes, "No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit." Just like many of you, Izzy received the Holy Spirit in her baptism. Others of you may have received the Holy Spirit in the hearing of the preached word of Jesus. But her faith and your faith are not because of your own reason or strength. It's a gift given by the power of the Holy Spirit. As a believer in Jesus, the Holy Spirit daily convicts you of your sin and restores you as a child of God through the forgiveness of sins. He convicts you that Christ alone is your righteousness. You can't save yourself. Christ alone can save you. Because apart from Jesus and his atoning sacrifice, you remain lost and condemned, dead in your trespasses. Jesus says, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to testify to you, the truth of Christ and him crucified. The Holy Spirit also comforts you and guides you in all ways of truth. The Holy Spirit is the one who points you to Jesus as Lord and Savior, and he is the one who gives you understanding and the ability to believe in God's word. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.